Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Wednesday. If you are watching online and you think that Kevin Wheeler just got a whole lot better looking, that's Lauren.
Oh, God.
Sorry. Yeah, I just said no one that small has ever been in that chair. So Lauren and Kelsey and Dee Dee are here. Lauren is a marketing manager with RE/MAX. Kelsey, operations manager. Dee Dee is managing broker. And they were kind enough a few months ago to name me as their eye care person of the year. And so we invited them in to talk about the program and what it means and how people can nominate other people. So ladies, welcome. Great
Thank
to meet
you.
All
Thank
of you.
Having
you.
Us. Great being here.
So just jump in, whoever wants to jump in whenever, but the eye care, what is that?
Yeah, so back in January of 2024, we introduced what we call the Eye Care Award. And basically, we were just kind of hearing from people that there's so many individuals in our community every day that are doing so much good, and they're not getting recognized for that. So whether that being, you know, through a nonprofit or they're just volunteering their time at their local church, there's just so many, you know, all these individuals are doing good for the community. And sometimes it's silent, you know, they don't think they deserve the recognition maybe. But all these people, you know, they do deserve it. They deserve to be celebrated. So we created what we call the Eye Care Award. And every month we basically accept nominations to come in to our email, and we choose a nominee, and they are our recipient for the month. And what we do is we basically then honor them on our social media accounts, on our Facebook and Instagram, and we kind of just give them a shout out, and we'll tag maybe their nonprofits that they're associated with, or maybe where they volunteer at, and just kind of give those a shout out as well. And then from there, we introduce you know, just kind of a little bit more about them, and then we'll invite them into our local offices, and we like to honor them by receiving a $100 gift card to a local business.
Nice.
So just another way to kind of give back to the community and continue to love local.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's just a little bit about the eye care. But it was really cool because we actually got to invite everyone from the 2024 Eye Care Award recipients to our RE/MAX Best Choice Award ceremony that we had a couple of months ago, actually. But Dee Dee, if you want to kind of touch on that, that was really cool because they were all in one place all
That's
together.
Neat. Yeah.
So, yeah, every year we have our big award ceremony, and it's a big deal. We asked them all to join us. We wanted to honor them, you know, one more time and bring them in and bring them up on stage and present them with their awards. Lauren said, you know, some of these people have created their own nonprofits and they volunteer at multiple organizations.
I mean, multiple.
And,
it's crazy.
Yeah. And they're just, I mean, it's such an honor, to be honest with you, to be able to be there in the room. They all just have great big hearts. Mm-hmm. They really do.
Yeah.
And we're always on the hunt to celebrate the next unsung hero in our communities. And so if you know anyone that does go above and beyond to make their community a better place, you know, just please send their story to icareaboutcommunity@gmail.com.
Okay, we can put that on our social media as well. That's great.
Because we feel that giving back should always be celebrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We were just talking in the first hour about some of the bad things about life. And it's so easy to get sucked into it. Mm-hmm. It's just so easy to complain and so easy to be mad at people. So I agree. Mm-hmm. It's like when you find someone doing something good. And yeah. I really believe, it seems so self-serving since you guys are here giving me mine, but at the ripe old age of 60, I've kind of learned, like, the only thing that really kind of matters in the end is, like, what you do for other people. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, it really is. It's the thing that I do that far and away gives me my most joy. Mm-hmm. No doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you'd be amazed at some of these nominations that come in. I mean, their stories, they'll write paragraphs about these people.
Yeah.
And it's like, you would never know otherwise.
Yeah, that's so true. I know in my volunteering, I feel like the rookie because I meet these people and then they very offhandedly, not bragging, start talking about all the other organizations that mm-hmm. they volunteer for. And yeah. it really is like once you get into it and you see how wonderful it is for you and for your soul, you just keep doing mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
What kinds of things have you had in the past? What sorts of things have people been doing?
Oh my gosh. Well, there's one lady, she always stood out to me, but she helps, it's a nonprofit in Bloomsdale area, actually. It's for animals. But I mean, she has the biggest heart for animals. But I mean, and then I always think of another individual in the Festus area. Her name's Cammie. She is a part of every organization, I mean, that you can imagine. It's amazing. She will support Brendan's Friday backpacks with, like, you know, the local community or the local schools in our community and fundraising for them. She's a part of Jefferson County Growth Association. I mean, you name it, she does it. Mm-hmm. She's always a big one that stands out to me. But those two, for sure, they're really incredible.
Also, Valerie, who's also in Festus yes. of Secondhand Heroes.
Yes.
She truly is a hero in our community. She has a free store where anyone who is in need of clothing, bedding mm-hmm. items, household items, really anything yeah. that they may need, they can come to her store and receive whatever they want for free. Mm-hmm. So she truly is a hero in our community.
That's yeah. so cool.
Yeah. We do want to share your recognition as well, though. So I'm not sure if you read your little write-up.
Did
you?
I
okay.
did.
Do you want to share a little bit about it, Kelsey?
Yeah.
For those that do not know, maybe.
Yes. So Dave was nominated as our July I Care winner, and it was an anonymous nomination, but this is what the person had to say about Dave. He is a quiet force of compassion, service, and generosity. Whether he's comforting someone in their final moments as a hospice volunteer through St. Andrew's and Bethesda Home Health, No One Dies Alone program, amplifying the voices of local nonprofits, or giving his time to veterans' causes, Dave's message is simple and powerful. Anything for veterans, anything for kids. Dave has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for Operation Backpack, a program that fights childhood food insecurity by ensuring kids have meals on weekends and during the summer. Thanks to his influence and dedication, countless children have had the nourishment and hope they need. Dave may be a radio legend, but more importantly, he's a champion for the unheard, a helper behind the scenes, and a tireless advocate for those in need. His 25-year career has been filled with laughs, stories, and moments that matter, and his legacy of care continues to grow. That's truly amazing, Dave.
Rach, you wrote that pretty well. just like I dictated. Well, that's so cool.
And we have a check to present you with and a gift card. And if we could get a picture.
Of course. Yes. Finally nice. Getting a big giant check. Yeah, we've given away a
Very
lot of
nice.
These.
Hold that up,
Lauren. I'll get a picture.
Yeah. Very nice.
And right here is your gift card. We did a gift card to First Watch.
Love it. One of my favorite places.
One of mine too.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
You're welcome. So wonderful.
You're very welcome.
You're
well
welcome.
Deserved.
Yep.
So it's a monthly thing.
Yes.
So there's plenty of room.
Oh, yes. Yeah, for sure. And some of them are, you know, more maybe more seasonal volunteers. Uh-huh. So with the holidays coming up, sometimes we get some of those in too. Because, I mean, there's so much good in the community when it comes, you know, closer to Christmas too. So,
yes.
Yeah. Just if you're ever thinking of anyone who you think, hey, they need maybe a little bit of recognition for what they're doing. Yeah, we would love to hear their story.
That's great. Didi, one more time. What's the website that they go to or the email?
icareaboutourcommunity@gmail.com.
Very nice. Thank you, ladies. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Oh, thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DJS 1041 KMOX. Happy National Radio Day. 219. Happy Wednesday. Want to do DJS Happy Hour?
Would love to.
I love DJS Happy Hour. It's Andrew, fun. Why don't you start us off?
Okie dokie.
let's talk about hammocks.
Yeah.
I actually have a hammock question, okay. If that doesn't throw things off too bad.
Please.
Is it an indoor only hammock?
No, I don't think those exist.
Why don't you put it out with your patio stuff?
Well, because I don't have myself a patio.
But I thought you were a patio guy.
I am a patio guy, but it's a patio that's like a block away.
Oh,
so
it's
I'd have to.
Is it your father's patio?
Yeah. Okay. So I'd have to lug this stupid hammock all the way down.
Just
there.
Once.
But yeah, but then it's like, but then that creates its own problem, right? Because it's like if it's outside, it's gonna get rained on.
Yeah.
It's gonna get, you know, whatever else, and I don't feel like this. Particular hammock would stand up well to being rained on.
I don't know. If I have anything to say about this, you walking that hammock down to your dad shirtless just makes me happy.
And I would be shirtless. It's not a big deal.
Just like, that's the easy part.
You're right.
You really have normalized that for people.
It's because it's a normal thing.
You might get the next iCare award.
You're the only person who thinks it's weird.
Driving home yesterday and I saw a guy walking, like, because it's one thing when someone's running, as we have established. I saw a guy just walking with no shirt.
When it's hot out, I see it for a fair amount.
There's
hot.
A guy that walks, he's got three extremely tiny little, like, chihuahua dogs, and he walks
didn't
them.
Know where that was going.
He walks them in my neighborhood without a shirt on, and I think it's more weird because it's just like it doesn't matter if it's like 60 or 90.
He's not wearing a shirt.
He's got these little dogs. So it's like that one's almost a little weird. He's like crossed the threshold where it's like
going on.
Yeah, if you aren't wearing a shirt like a couple times or once or when it's extremely hot, it's like, oh yeah, who cares? The guy's not wearing a shirt. But when you're never wearing a shirt, that like loops back around to being a little strange.
It's a pretty common thing in suburban land.
It's a common thing in suburban land.
You know, you're doing the lawn and people. Yeah, I see it a lot.
But like always walking the little dog in the same like walking your three little dogs uniform of like khaki shorts. With just a little bit of space between the like top of the short and the underwear, so you can like just kind of see his boxers.
Yeah, you're really watching this guy.
I see him every day. I see him. He's always wearing the exact same thing, and then no shirt. And
he's like peeking out the window.
Three dogs.
Here he comes.
There he is again.
If you're listening, man, like you are actually for sure welcome to put on a shirt every now and then. It's not like, you know, it's not offensive. It's just like strange.
So it's the dogs. If he weren't walking the dogs,
they don't wear
okay.
shirts either.
But you'd be okay if he weren't wearing it. If he weren't walking dogs.
No, it would be weirder. I think if he wasn't walking dogs,
just walking shirtless through the neighborhood on a regular would be weird.
Not just on the regular. Like, if you, there's one guy that I see, like, kind of walking, jogging, you know, fast walking, whatever, trying to lose some weight, whatever. He doesn't have a shirt on.
All right.
I never see him with a shirt on. That's fine. But I only see him, like, a couple times a week. This dude is every single day.
Well, you got to walk the dogs.
Rain, sleet, or snow, like the post office, he's out there.
Dogs ain't going to walk themselves.
In the exact same clothes with no shirt on, walking the dogs.
How late into the year does he go?
I mean, like, year-round. He's just, he's
just
never.
He's not walking in shirtless in December, is he?
Sure he is.
He is?
Oh, yeah. He's not bothered.
I find like this hard to believe.
Get my painful.
My man hates shirts, I guess.
Wheeler's calling you out.
I'm not calling. I'm just finding it hard to believe.
I mean, I don't think he takes long walks when it's December, but he'll be out there without a shirt on with the dogs.
That's a move, man.
Yeah.
Like, when I say I've never seen this dude with a shirt on.
Is he built?
No. I mean, he's, like, skinny, I guess. Like, he's not, you know, like a fat guy or whatever.
Yeah.
But you're not like, oh, yeah, shirtless guy.
He's not like jacked. He's just like a thin dude.
I saw a guy today. I was in Frontenac, driving through Frontenac into Kirkwood, and here comes this guy jogging, and he was about 6'5", built like a brick you-know-what house, shirtless. And maybe I'm just jealous, but I'm like, you're the guy who needs to wear a shirt. Because you already got the goods, and now you just look like a douche. Like, if you wore a shirt over your giant muscles, we're still going to see the giant muscles.
So you're saying that you got to leave some to the imagination.
I think so.
Mm.
You got to make people want it a little more.
Mm. I wouldn't say that, but okay.
I mean, why buy the farm if you're getting the milk for free?
Okay, now you're creeping me out. But... Do you have a happy hour?
Sure. I just had it here. Where is it? Oh, yeah. So I keep seeing TikToks.
Are you thinking of something else?
I was thinking of something else.
He's thinking of the shirtless guy.
People are reveling
like, on TikTok.
Yeah, that guy really, he's...
Without their shirts on. I am actually thinking about shirtless guys now, so I am a little distracted.
What is happening?
No, so I keep seeing people on my TikTok that think that they are... But do you know what gang stalking is?
No. Yes.
Gang stalking is a paranoid delusion. Kevin knows, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Where you think that you are, everyone is after you.
Okay.
Right.
It sort of goes back to that thing that I was talking about, that like kind of solipsism that we all have now, where it's like the universe, I'm the only one that matters. The universe revolves around me. Every other person I see in my day-to-day life is like tracking and following and stalking me to some end that I don't yet understand. I don't know why they're doing it, but they are doing this to me.
Now, this sounds like a real mental illness.
It is. And what's interesting about this is I just think it's crazy that we have these little boxes that go in our pocket every day, and we do all of our life and business around, that are able to feed those delusions of ours. So if you go in the comments of any of these videos of, like, you know, a person, like, filming people walking their dog... out the, like, if I thought that the guy that was walking his dog without a shirt on every day was like specifically doing that so that he could get eyes on me and report back to some unknown entity about what I'm up to. And if you go in these comments, all of the comments are people going like, same thing's happening to me. I'm with you. I got the same problem. I've been there. And it feels very unhealthy. It feels like very unhealthy to the point of like actually dangerous, because some of these people, you know, a lot of times the danger there is that when you are having these sort of mental illness attacks and you feel.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
Yeah, you feel backed into a corner and pushed to your limit. You can react violently at times when you go, I have no other option.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to do something.
You guys
about
ever
these.
Seen on TikTok the simulations of schizophrenia? It shows you what it looks like to be schizophrenic.
Oh, no, I haven't seen
it. And it's just like ghostly faces everywhere, and it's really, really haunting.
Okay.
Yeah. But actual people with schizophrenia say, yes, this is accurate.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the gang stalking thing is fascinating because it you'll see like a person be like, that car is there every day, and there's just two guys, and they never acknowledge me, and... You know, if I walk over, they drive away, and it's like, okay, but like, no, I mean, it's fascinating because they've been studying it psychologically, because there are people bringing cases to court, right? And there's like, there's nothing, there's no evidence that you're has it happened to people? Sure, of course, right? Like, there are billions of people out there. It has happened, but if you're not a part of something that would lead to you being in that, it's probably not happening to you. But yeah. you don't know that because it's a psychological thing. It's not just...
I think I'm a little bit like that. Someone stopped in front of my house today, just stopped, and I'm like, this is going to be bad.
But you are a public figure. I think it's a little more normal to feel paranoia about that type of thing.
That's
I'm
true.
Not saying it's always the right way to feel. I'm just saying...
This is kind of interesting. I don't have the gang stalking thing, but after 25 years of being recognized from time to time, I make eye contact with everyone, and I try to read them. Like, oh, is this going to be a conversation? No, they have no idea who you are. Just go to QT. Just keep doing your thing. But it's a weird way to live your life. You're constantly clocking things. There is magic at your fingers. GS on KMOX. Coming up at 3 p.m., we have attorney Brad Young. Brad is probably our most consistent contributor, like as far as he's just always nails, just always really, really good. Colonel Jeff McCausland will be on at 4 p.m. just to talk about what's going on in the world and all things military and geopolitics and such. You guys want to keep going with DGS Happy Hour since all we've done is listen to Andrew rant hysterically?
And I've got more.
I brought up the hammock.
I've got more about the hammock. That thing is the burden of my freaking existence.
Can you take a pic of it?
Sure.
We need to post that. People would be fascinated to see the hammock.
A hammock with a bunch of junk on it?
Yeah. The more, the better.
Oh, I could put more junk on it.
Isn't that so true, though? Like, everyone, if you don't have... Okay, everyone out there listening right now, picture the place in your house where you hide your crap. If you don't have one, we're not friends. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care if you live in Ladue. I don't care what it is. You've got a room... or a bed, or a something where you're like, just throw it on there.
Yeah, you've got a guest room that no one ever uses. That's full of junk.
Full of you haven't gone through it in a couple of years.
Yeah,
yeah.
Lights don't even go on in that room.
No,
you just open the door and toss it and close the door.
You don't want to see it. Rach, what do you got?
Okay, a couple things we could talk about here, but I'm just gonna ask the first thing that popped into my head when I was preparing for Happy Hour today. This is because I was texting with Andrew earlier today about my lunch choices. And then I thought to myself, do you think the four of us could survive professionally and personally, just in our off-the-air conversations, without discussing food for a week?
Wow.
That'd be a tough putt.
It would be. If Steve came to you and said, you can't bring up food on the DGS this week.
It would take an effort.
It would take a huge effort, I think.
Yeah.
And then just on a personal level, that's all we talk about with each other.
Yeah.
Well, it's what we're passionate about. Like, it's what we're interested in. I like hearing about what you guys, you know, eat for dinner or, you know, what you guys are having for lunch or whatever it is. I like talking about that stuff. It's fun.
Rach and I, just today, we're talking about the power of the habit of eating. Like, I haven't had a big appetite recently, and it doesn't matter. I will defeat that and shove some McDonald's down my gullet.
Yeah, you're like a cat.
I get to eat. Mm-hmm. It's 7 p.m. or whatever your time is. I get to have this experience.
Yeah.
Like Trish Gazelle's mom, she and I are very much alike. And we don't like leftovers for the same reason, because eating is special. And we get to have another special event, even if it's only Hardee's. Right? Like, I ate that last night. I ate that for lunch. I don't want it again.
I get it. Yeah, you're almost like a pet, like a dog or a cat. Like, when you know your body hits that time when you normally eat. And even if you're not really hungry, you're like, I got to eat.
I get to do this thing.
I got to eat dinner.
Look, yeah. You're always hungry.
I
got to
eat dinner. It's dinner time.
Yeah, you are always hungry.
I am. I'm always hungry.
He's always fueling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there are very few times a day where I'm like, ugh, can't eat.
I've heard you say you're hungry while your mouth was full of food.
I know. I know.
I think I have, like, a DoorDash-centered... I'm not trying to be flippant. I think this is a real thing. I have, like, a mental illness problem with... If I open up a food delivery app...
Something's coming.
So, well, no, not necessarily. It's more like the amount of time I will waste... Knowing I'm not going to buy something.
Oh, yeah,
you're doom scrolling.
Oh, man.
I'm doom scrolling, and I'm building my perfect cart at the Cheesecake Factory that I'm never actually going to order, and I'm spending 20 minutes on it. And then when I'm done, I'm like, well, I'll look at Taco Bell. And I'm building these like fantasy carts, which thank God I'm not, you know, hitting order because it would financially ruin me to be doing this all of the time. But like, there's a weird thing. And as I'm doing it, I'm like, what are you doing? This is a huge waste of time.
Wow. Interesting.
Get a better hobby. So anyway, that's my confession.
That's sort of dovetails into mine. So as everyone knows in the room and in the audience, I'm quite weird and quirky and have mental illnesses, which I talk openly about. But I've always felt like I was special in some way, maybe because of this stuff. And the older I get and the more medical information is out there, the more I realize my personality is just like a big jumble of side effects from drugs and mental illness. It is. Like, for example, I've told you guys many, many times and felt like I was truly the only person who experiences this, how especially in the mornings when I wake up, I'll go through these fantasies in my head, these scenarios, and they're all built around trying to make me cozy, like, oh, I've been shot by an arrow by a Native American in the 1800s, and now I'm sitting next to a stream, and I get a drink of cool water. I'm going to die soon, but between now and then, I'll just be cozy. That's called maladaptive daydreaming. And I just learned this. So even my weirdest thing, which I think is a complete Dave Glover thing, no, people all over the world do this. Mentally ill people, but people, you know. But isn't that weird? Just like you can go to the DSM and just pretty much check, 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 highlight, highlight, check. There I am. There's Dave.
I always tell people when they're going through something that they feel like is weird or they're feeling like they might have to, you know, a lot of times somebody might have to is like, I don't know, I'm going to have to do like legal action on this. I always remind people, you're not the first.
No.
Whatever your weird situation is,
yeah,
other people have had it too.
Yeah.
At this point in our world's history of, you know, 8.5 billion people on the planet right now and all the people that have come before, like other people have had what you're going through.
Yeah.
And
no, I'm not the biggest fan of AA. Whatever helps you get and stay sober, I'm a fan of, but I just don't like the way they do business a lot of times. Nick Sober, which we've talked about before, but he has talked about being in meetings like that, and there are a dozen meetings I could go to, and he's like, it's the same story. And that's what's so helpful is here's an 18-year-old person, here's a 75-year-old CEO, here's a 60-year-old housewife, and they're all telling the same story. That that has to be very, okay, thank God. It's not just me. I'm going to have to find one for maladaptive daydreaming. I would love to hear one other person. I've never heard one person who does that. But evidently they do. They just don't talk about it openly on the air. So
probably that's the unique part.
That's the unique part. Yeah. It's sharing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Or in this kind of forum, not just like with the people that are in your immediate circle.
Wheels, what do you got for happy hour?
Well, we go from serious to not so serious. Saw this on Twitter yesterday. I thought it was really quite interesting and hilarious. So what's the worst casual nickname you can be given? So like you're in the workplace, it's somebody you don't really know.
Boss.
And they're like, hey, chief. Hey, champ. Like, what's the one that will, like, make you go, oh, don't you.
Champ would be bad.
Champ.
The one I get mostly is boss.
Boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, boss was actually considered the least offensive of the ones they used. So it was done by a gambling site, and they gave them odds, and that one had the longest odds of being the champion. So I mentioned chief. Chief was one of the worst. It was the third worst. People hate being called chief. You guys have other ones? You ever get called that, Rach? Do you ever get those names?
No.
That must be a guy thing.
Do you get honey, sweetie?
Yeah, that would piss me off, man.
It depends.
Although now it would make me laugh, but like.
I mean, I'm going to say 90% of the time it's coming from a good place and it doesn't bother me. I get why you would bother someone even if it was coming from a good place. Me personally, if like, especially if it's someone older than me says that to me in the office, I'm like, ah, that's nice. They must like me a little bit. But no, I don't get like chief or like big man or anything like that.
Yeah, big guy's another one. Big guy's
Where did big dog fall?
No big dog.
Okay.
That's not in there, but I think it probably falls in the big guy category.
I love like, to say
big guy. That was my college catching coach. He called everybody big guy. Easy, big guy. And nobody cared because, you know, sports stuff.
He's a coach.
Yeah. But that's like that's like the fifth worst one. So there's boss guy. Hey, guy.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah.
Who says, hey, guy? Nobody does that. Sport. A sport.
Yeah, sport's fun.
I've never heard this one before, but because this sounds not like a nickname, but more like an insult. They listed Pipsqueak. Hey, Pipsqueak.
Oh, that's a total.
That's yeah, really so
that's
mean.
Not a, that's not a nickname. That's a you're being a bully.
Yeah, there's nothing endearing about
that. No, but that was one of the worst ones. But the top four were fourth was Bud. Hey, Bud. See, I'm guilty of that one.
I'll do Bud.
I do too. I don't think that one's there's bad. No, do you guys think it's bad?
No, there's no cruelty in my heart when I call someone
like,
Bud.
I pat him on the back. Hey, Bud, what's up?
I call all you guys Bud.
I do dude. I do brother a lot.
Dude, yeah, yes. Bro.
There's no malice.
Chief is the third worst. Pal is the second worst, and the first worst, which is I don't understand how you could have King. Bud. I don't have Bud can be fourth, and Buddy can be first one.
Because Bud is a little more informal.
I agree.
Buddy is like, hey, yeah. Listen here, Buddy. Hey,
listen here, Buddy. I don't know. I those things, they don't tend to bother me, but I always... It depends on who's saying it.
Yeah.
I feel bad using them around the office sometimes. I just do it automatically.
Yeah.
But I always think people think I don't know their name.
Oh, yeah.
But I do.
I never use anyone's name, but it's not because I don't know them. It's just, I don't know, I'm not a formal person. I like to just be like, hey, what's up, buddy?
Yeah.
I would have did it. Damn.
Man, speaking of calling people dude, I wish you guys could have this experience, but none of you will. There's nothing quite like hanging out with a bunch of girls, and then everybody's like, dude. Like you're telling stories like, dude, seriously? That's just like a certain feeling.
Okay,
it feels really nice.
I have a question about women.
Okay.
Like Drew Barrymore or The View or Real Housewives. There's an aesthetic to women. Like you talk like porpoises to each other and things
on
like
television
that.
And
that's my question.
Situations.
Is that a real thing in life?
Yeah, I mean, I know ladies like that.
Who is are it like, weird to you?
No, because I get what they're doing and I get what they're going for. It's not
Is
my,
it genuine?
I don't know. It's not my personality type, but I'll put it this way. I think if I could fit into that better, I would try to, but I just know that's not, like, I'm not a real housewife. If they cast the Real Housewives of St. Louis, I'm not going to be on the list, so I'm not going to try to get on that list. I know people who would fit on that list, and I don't, you know, think like, oh, they're so fake. It's like, no, they've got a thing
going.
Their
thing.
Yeah, they've got something going for them that like not everybody has. And,
okay,
you know.
We learned a lot from the happy hour. Music in the sun.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, DGS on KMOX. Happy Wednesday. Wheeler's mad.
Oh, I am.
Hulk smash.
So, RFK Jr. put out a video on the... on his official Twitter account, right? Sec Kennedy, so Secretary of Defense. Sorry, not whatever he is. But then he and Pete Hegseth, that's why I was saying that, because his is SecDef. So they did this thing, the Pete and Bobby Challenge.
Yay.
So it's 50 pull-ups and 100 push-ups.
Okay.
And they want this to be a nationwide push to get people fit again, which, by the way, if we're pushing people to do more physical activity, cool. No problem. But, I mean, they're doing this whole video. RFK Jr. is doing it in jeans. Who does workouts in jeans?
He always works out in jeans.
I mean, other than psychopaths, you don't got shorts?
He climbed a mountain with his son a couple weeks ago and he was in jeans and no shirt.
You got no sweatpants? Like, I would be embarrassed to show up at a gym in jeans. You'd get people be like, what's wrong with you?
That's his look.
Anyway, he did that. But then they're going through it. And look, again, RFK Jr., how old is he?
75.
He's in great shape. He's strong. He does it. But neither he nor Hegseth did a single push-up correctly. They were moving maybe 4 or 5 inches. You're supposed to touch the floor with your chest, and they're like showing off how great they are. Hegseth's doing pull-ups. I can see his damn feet are hitting the ground. That's not a pull-up, man. You're cheating. and you know the camera's cut off right where you can't see his lower legs touch the ground. Like, man, if you guys are going to do this and like, dude, look at me, I'm do it right. Because I'm watching the other dudes in the video. They're doing it right. I don't know, man. It just felt like a big look at me and then look at me do it half-assed. Because if I did any of that with a trainer or coach, they would have kicked my ass. Like, don't be a wiener about it. You know, if you want to show off, then show off for real.
Yeah, be good if you're going to show off.
And a That's little more better. For Pete than for RFK Jr. Again, given his age, he's in great shape. Like, you can tell he works out. He's strong. Credit to you, dude. You're doing it right. But, like... Don't do it in jeans. That's the negative for him. And then Hank says over here, like, look at me, and I can't even do a push-up right.
You know what they'd be great at? Tackling kids who get on the baseball field.
You know what?
Field.
These guys mm-hmm. these guys would be the Made dorks that it. Are standing there missing. These would be the dudes that trip over themselves and fall. Now, maybe Pete have a chance. He's not that old. How old is Pete?
75.
I was going to say 43. Let's see.
Okay, yeah, he probably could catch that 12-year-old.
I'd say around there.
Yeah.
45.
Just, you know, like the whole thing, if I get I love the push. I love anything that's going to be like, hey, let's do more. But like, if you're going to show off, then show off right. Otherwise, just let other people do the showing off.
Hey, I have people I don't like for no reason. We haven't done that one in a while.
Sure.
Two of them. Leaf Filter.
Who?
I hate that company. Leaf Filter.
Oh, Okay.
I just don't like them.
I thought you were saying a person. I'm like,
yeah, I thought
Leaf?
It was like a Scandinavian guy named Leaf
Filter.
I don't like their ads. I don't like their attitude. I don't like the shame people who get on ladders. I don't like Leaf Filter. And I don't, I think I'm alone on this next one because this person is beloved. I can't stand John Cena.
Really?
Yes.
I like John Cena.
What's not standable about him?
Everything. He's just so obvious and just, I just don't like him.
Huh.
Yeah. If he worked for Leaf Filter, oh my God.
He's their new spokesperson. I didn't want to be the one to bring it up.
Oh man. That would affect my life.
Yeah, he's all right.
Disagree.
Yeah.
Hard pass.
Is it just like the corniness?
Probably.
Okay.
Just obvious. That's the word that just jumps in my mind.
Okay.
Everything about him just seems obvious.
All right. Well, I'm cool with John Cena.
But he's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
So
seems like a nice guy.
So is Leaf Filter.
Well, that's true.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.